Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuley.
Well, good morning, everybody. September 12th, 2016, and we're rolling right along here. I hope you enjoyed your summer. I hope you had a chance to do some barbecuing or whatever. I mean, you know, it goes by so fast. But, you know, it's going to be time to put up the Halloween stuff and then the Christmas stuff before you know it. So I'm thinking, you know, just put it up and leave it up for the year. You know, why bother taking it down? You get in the house, you walk out, and the year's gone already. But, Reefa, hello. I forgot to say good morning to Reefa. Well, good morning, Jim. How are you? Reefa, I tell you, I hope your auditions went well and everything, and hope you're doing fine. So what do you think?
I've been a little under the weather. But, right?
Well, that's good, Reefa. You sound like you got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah, you see, a little bit of a chill here, a little sniffle.
Well, anyway, Reefa, I think you better take the morning off and get rid of that cold, because we don't want to exert you. You know, you need to save that energy.
Okay, Jim, thank you. I'll take a break now.
All right, Reefa. So anyway, guys, moving along, Eric's private event, wow, with his cover on Hollywood Weekly, Easy Way Pizza, was held in Lake Forest. I'll tell you, from start to finish, it was a resource-filled group. I wanted it to be a small event, you know, just a small little office. Let's keep it close. And but I'll tell you, talking about an outreach, getting Eric to do anything in a small way is very difficult. You know, he had his live feed with Voice America, the Easy Way Broadcasting Camera, the Wire Image, and so on and so forth. So just ericzuley.net, look it up, and it's talking about resourcing some cutting-edge technology. I tell you, it's hard for me to keep up with all this. Every time I think I'm kind of caught up, you turn around and poof, something changes. Okay, I got a text. Well, you guys know that wasn't Reefa. I was just teasing around. Reefa's in great shape. She's doing an audition this morning. Stump Reefa every once in a while, and I'm getting these requests. Let's see if we can stump Reefa, so I'll just shoot this to her, see if she can answer this one. Okay, you walk into a room, Reefa. You've only got one match, and in that room, you have three items: a wood-burning stove, a kerosene lamp, and a candle. Okay, Reefa, which one do you light first? Let's see if she gives me a text back. But anyway, not the wood-burning stove. It's the match you got to light first. All right, well, whatever. So, moving along with a little bit of the hot topics, you know, we're in the hot topic category, guys, and that's kind of touching on the news update.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Okay, I try to keep it positive, but, you know, there's all kinds of news out there. Syria, you know, it's been going on there. It's been following the news. There's a lot of tension in Syria. So a ceasefire is supposed to start today, but there's a couple airstrikes that threaten the process. Assad is saying that he's going to take back his country. So the Middle East, okay, we want the Middle East to become stabilized. It's it affects everyone when it's not. Hillary, the email situation is a constant problem. A common response, you know, is she just didn't remember. And that really doesn't help the cause, you know, and about the secured emails. And also, there's quite a health issue that she's dealing with, and we hope she recovers from that. But there's concern because you have videos of her leaving the 9/11 event, and she was kind of wobbling, and they had to help her along there. But it's supposed to be a form of pneumonia that they're not sure about. So, you know, let's get better so she can get back in the race. And Trump is warning Iran because, you know, Iran drives by our ships out there and with their little boats, and they do the harassing, so on and so forth. So he's his way of doing it, he's going to not take that kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, what do you do? You know, they got their ships out there, all these waters. They're supposed to be, you know, international waters, and China's building islands under the international waters. So it's a tricky situation. And Trump also has the ex-CIA director coming on his team for advice. We got 57 days, guys, so get ready to make your choice. We got a arsonist hit a Florida mosque. Okay, that's under investigation. And in the shipping industry, you guys have probably seen those big containers. Okay, talking about a ripple effect, the Hagen. You remember the big Hagen shipping line? You could see the containers all over the docks. You see them on the freeways and everything. Well, there's a little bit of problem going on here. All right, so it's what it is the crisis shipping. This is like pretty big because they're filing for bankruptcy, and the ships that are sitting out there, they're either going to be confiscated or not allowed to move into port. And you know, this is the kind of situation that affects everybody after a while because, you know, if you deny access to these ports, I mean, these things are loaded full of, you know, different items that go to different stores and it raises the prices. But one of the things that led to this is a 50% increase through September. I mean, that's the spike that they had to pay. So, you know, I just had to share that with you. But and then two adults were found in a car overdosed on heroin with a four-year-old inside. Come on, guys, let's take that heroin. Jeez, this is ridiculous. And then there was three dead in a Reno plane crash. In Tennessee, a house fire killed five children and four adults. So, guys, get your smoke detectors working. Make sure your fire extinguishers are updated. Well, Trump wants a border wall, but Britain is building one in France along with other European nations. The UK has, they're talking about building a 13-foot wall because along Calais there, the migrants are jumping on the trucks. So, and Michael Phelps won the first lip sync battle. He beats, Tori Crews and John Legend and Olivia Munn in a lip sync battle. And coming along with the weather, you got a few hurricanes going on. Hurricane Morant threatens Taiwan and China and southeast China. Hurricane Ian forms in the Atlantic. Now, the situations that form out there, when they come in, they can be pretty deadly because they're saying that you're dealing with stronger currents, which goes on. And the, you know, what they're saying is a lot of this, you have all this soot and so on from the smog. It settles in the Antarctic, and instead of seeing a white Antarctic, you're seeing this gray forming on there, and the sun hits this, and instead of reflecting it, it absorbs into it, it melts through, and it's causing some of this ice to melt. And birds mysteriously drop from the sky in Boston. Health officials are looking into the incident, finding out why the birds are falling down. The flooded areas in Louisiana and on the East Coast are recovering, but many of those people didn't have flood insurance. So if you're in an area that could possibly flood, you better check on that because, you know, you wind up with a real mess. And in sports, well, I'm kind of running out of time. Victor Cruz had a touchdown, gave the Giants a win over the Cowboys. And Terry Collins blames himself after the Mets lose to the Braves in the 10th inning. So, and you know, then you get the protests. Some players in the NFL decided, you know, for the national anthem to do the kneel thing, and other ones decided to stand up with the heart, hand over their heart. So you have to do your research and find out what's behind the reasoning. But from that, moving along, I think I might have gone over. We might be commercial time here. So let's see if we got a commercial coming up. And the clock is ticking. All right. If we don't have a commercial, we can move along. We have very interesting guests.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
WTV.com, ericzuli.net. Easy way broadcasting, go to the app. Oh, talking, you know, for me to change, this is, I'll tell you, because I am the old school, and, you know, I always let people know I'm still impressed by the television. How does this thing work, you know? But, yeah, this is cutting edge. Anyway, we have a guest, if she's, I hope we get her on today, because, see, the baby boomers, we talk about, you know, we kind of get to the point where, yeah, we know it takes you two tries to get up off the couch, but we need some examples for people. And Guadalupe is an example of someone who's a baby boomer, but talking about keeping busy. So let's see. Now, she trains dancers. She's known as the Samba Mama. And I'll tell you what, this lady keeps in shape, and she is an example of how baby boomers can keep on moving, keep in shape, and forget the retirement. Guadalupe, are you on with us? Guadalupe, hello? All right, she may not be on. She's, all right, we had a time delay here, so we might have to wait for her to come on. But, you know, I'll tell you, when it comes to retirement, there's a lot of issues. A lot of people think, okay, now we're in this situation, let's take some time off. Let's just retire. But, you know, what good is the money in the bank, if you have it? Because you know my scenario. They said the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year. And they're supposed to retire, according to the financial planners, with 11 times that amount in the bank. Click, click, click. What does that come to? It comes to about $500,000. Okay, so problem is, folks, the average baby boomer is retiring with, yeah, you're going to hold on your hats on this one, $25,000 to $35,000. Now, we all know that'll last a long time, especially if you're living longer. And so what people don't budget in is the fact that now that you're retired and you have more time on your hands, what are you going to do? You're going to go out, maybe plan some trips, which costs money. And what did you budget in when you were younger? You plan on, okay, we'll need so much to go. Well, the problem is, now that you're retired, you have all this time in your hands, you're going to be spending more money than you spent, because before you were working all the time. Now you want to go on trips. And guess what else? You have your kids that you might be helping. And then you have your grandkids that you really want to give a lot to. So overall, the money can run out. And that's where the planning comes in. But aside from the planning, it's where the health comes in. And I talk to people about that. So you have all
Jan, we do have Guadalupe, and she just called into the studio. Thanks.
Okay. We have all these things to consider. So, you know, you want to do your financial planning, but you definitely want to do your health. And I think we might have Guadalupe on the phone. Are you with us, Guadalupe?
Yes.
I am
on the phone.
Well, thanks for coming on, my dear.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, the Samba Mama, and you know what? We need more of you to go around, because we got too many complacent, or whatever you want to call it. What's the term? Stagnant. Just people that sit around and are kind of waiting for that next day to get in shape. And that's not good. You're an example of some people that you don't sit around from the research I've done. You're an example. Well, what got you started in all this? And this definitely does keep you in shape, because you're a trainer, a dancer, everything, right?
Yes, I am. It started from a little child in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, from 6 years old, being in the carnivals.
Wow. And from there to now, what? Give me this, for instance, that got you kind of in that track, and what made you follow through with it?
All right, well, from 16 years old, I got picked to work with James Brown. I worked with James Brown for 8 years. I worked with Marvin Gaye. I worked with Donna Summers as a dancer. Yeah, as a dancer.
So did he have his brand new bag when he met you?
Well, he put me in that brand new bag. So I was a dancer on those shows. I was a dancer on those shows, and I was exposed to a lot, you know, Motown and all kinds of excellent shows as a little dancer. And I was blessed to go all over the world with him and under him and learned everything from him, you know. And then after he stopped for a while, he went to jail, you know, and everything. And then I had to find my way. And I decided to go into my Brazilian bag and pull up my roots, you know.
There you go.
Latino dancing is so much in demand, and it's colorful and everything. And so I put together a 7-girl group and a band, and we started in Las Vegas doing some shows. I did it in Europe, lived in Amsterdam for 10 years. You know, I decided to go for 3 months, and they loved me so much, I stayed another 9.5 years. So I had 2 CDs that were released over there, and from there I got booked to South Africa and Czechoslovakia and Israel and Morocco and Dubai.
Wow.
I was really, really blessed. And then passport issues started happening, so I came home back to California.
Yeah.
And then I started up at the casino, Hollywood Park Casino, and for a minute, and then I started to do my own shows. And there was lots of clubs and places to work, you know, dinner shows and all that in the marina and everywhere. People were hiring me left and right. And we really had a good, good show. And then there started to be more and more and more groups come in and undercut you.
Guadalupe, you know, like you're talking about, you hung with James Brown and Marvin Gaye, right?
Yeah, and Donna Summers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you're talking like some big-time A-list people there. All right. In your time hanging around with Jim Brown, now, did anything, what pops up in your head that was kind of like, wow, this is kind of a memory when you were out on tour with him or something? What's something, you know, we see him on stage with his talent. What was he like behind the scenes? And do you have a particular story you could share with us?
Wow. Yeah, he was pretty intense. He was pretty intense. And a real general, a real sergeant, you know, just a real, he was very demanding and very serious and very temperamental, but very, very good at what he did, you know.
Oh, yeah,
but
no doubt about that.
The sight of him was very frightening for me as a little dancer as I watched him work with the band and everybody.
Yeah.
And so I kind of stayed in the background as much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just a dancer. You know, he was king, and then the dancers were the next. I mean, sorry, the band was the next kings, and then the singers, and then the dancers. So we was in the bottom of the pole, but you know, we were the fluff and stuff that made it look good. You know.
Oh yeah, of course. You were kind of young at the time, but what do you think he liked to do when he was off stage for, you know, kickback time?
You know, you're trying to get me in trouble, James.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to get me to tell some stuff that's going in my book.
Guadalupe's time to share behind the scenes. Okay, hit me with something. Behind the scenes, what was he like? Was he? I mean, what did he do? He go play tennis to blow off the steam, or was he bowler?
Well,
or what did he do?
He was very intense, and I didn't hang out with him. You know, I stayed in my lane, you know. Like I say, the dancers were on the lower part of the totem pole. We danced, we rehearsed, we choreographed, we watched him. When he called us in the studio to do, we did what we were supposed to do. You didn't just hang out with James Brown. That was a no-no, you know.
So. Okay.
Yeah, he had wife and children, and I was very respectful, and I made sure the dancers were very respectful for him. So your best bet was leave him alone until he called you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was.
Well, how would you compare working with him compared to working with Marvin Gaye? What's going on? We're looking at 1970 there, Marvin Gaye.
No, 80s, 80 to 83 for me.
Okay, I remember him a little bit earlier.
Yeah, few to.
Okay, so how would you compare the, you know, Brown with the Marvin Gaye? I mean, was he a little bit more easygoing or what?
Well, no, Marvin's company was run by Motown. So the Motowners are very strict, you know. They're very strict.
Yeah.
The dancers came in when it was the time, you know. The band would rehearse and everything. After they had it all together, then they would bring the dancers in to do. Again, we're the lower ring of the totem pole, although important, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
know, you stayed away from the main artists. You didn't just sit around and shoot the breeze and drink and all that with them.
You guys didn't just go out and hang out and kind of kick back?
Oh, no. I was a baby, number one. You know, number two, that wasn't normal. That wasn't protocol for Motown dancers, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soul Train dancers, you familiar with them?
I'm very familiar with them. When we went on Soul Train with James Brown, you know, we always met the Soul Train dancers, so I know many of them.
Well, we were with them just last night, or was it, just the other night. We were with some of the Soul Train dancers. And,
lovely.
Wow, some great people, talented, you know.
Very nice people, very, very nice people, very talented, worked hard as dancers. People don't realize how much it takes to be a dancer and be out there all the time. They have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, they don't give them credit because there's so much auditioning you have to do and to actually get a role.
Right.
It's like the tip of the iceberg. If you see a person, big iceberg is down below. That's all the work they have to do in practice, and they're lucky if they get little parts. Wow.
Not to mention clothes and makeup and being on time and waiting.
Yeah.
The thing is, with James Brown, we were at the top of the pole of dancing back then because he was the Michael Jackson of the times. He was the commander-in-chief. He was the superstar. He was to fill up all stadiums everywhere, every country, every city we went to. And we worked a lot. We worked like about 300 days of the year, we were on tour on those weekends, you know, like say about 50 weeks, you know, out of the year working. He was a very big workaholic.
And then he had that interesting role in the Rocky movie. That was
kind of
crazy.
I had a part in Rocky, you know, I had a background part in Rocky 2 and 3. And then also we did Blues Brothers as well, you know.
See, I got to get some of that stuff out of you. You do so much interesting stuff, you know. I just got to pry a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you just have to ask me what you want, and I tell you what you want to hear, you know.
So what's, you know, you're a baby boomer. Now, what you're doing is going to be really good, and I use you as an example, because I don't see retirement written down on your mirror, you know, like, what am I going to do? It sounds like you're going to just keep going and going.
I'm going to do it like Josephine Baker all the way to the end. This is what
so
I
what
know.
Got,
this is what
what's on the table for now for Guadalupe? What's she got planned? What's on the table?
Well, Saturday we just did the Mexican Independence Day and Latin Independence Day, and they had a health fair, resource fair with Kids R Us, which came out really beautiful. All the police and everybody was there, you know. Kern Price, we did, and it was lovely. And they just put a video on YouTube. It's International Latino Independence Day Parade and Resource Fair. And then next week we're doing something for Volunteers of America. And then, let me see, we've got several things coming. We also do weddings and that kind of thing too, you know, but and corporation parties and stuff like that, you see.
Wow. That's
I'd love to go on tour again, though. I'd really love to go on tour again. Love to go to Dubai or China or somewhere, you know.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah, these people
exciting,
appreciate you when you come, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's is that one of your more fun, you know, situations is when you travel, when it's anticipation time to go to another country?
Yes, because they appreciate you much, and they're just hungry for you, and they love what you're doing, and they research you, and they love your recordings and everything about you, and they're just hungry to know Americans, you know, and it's wonderful. And then I have so many costumes and stuff, you know?
I noticed that a lot of the Asian countries and a lot of these countries, it's funny how they really enjoy, like, Western movies and some of the rock or the hip-hop or, you know, stuff that you do. It's really like, wow. We went to an event one time, and I couldn't believe it. They were – this guy, well, see, he was on stage as a rock singer or something from the 60s, right? And this crowd was, I don't know, it was the Philippine crowd, maybe in their 30s, 40s, 50s. But I'll tell you, they sang along and knew the words better than I did, and I grew up with
everything. They knew my records well. They knew me well. They knew my history. I couldn't even sneak down the streets of Europe. And, you know, they would run up on me, Guadalupe, double luscious, signatura, signatura, you know, asking for autographs everywhere. And I was like, I thought I was with a cap on and chilled down. They knew me, and they started running towards me. You know, they start to run, and it was scary. It was fun, exciting, but it was also scary because they come in groves, you know, and lots of people, especially the Asians in Japan and Singapore and Malaysia and Hong Kong and stuff. They, you know, we stand out.
definitely. So what is your next – what do you got coming up next, basically?
Okay,
what's
so next Saturday, Saturday the 17th, we're doing this Center of Life show. And it's going to be Elaine Gibbs from The X Factor. It's going to be Lamar Deuce Lubin from Gangsta Lean, a platinum artist. And it's going to be us as the opening act. And it's going to be wonderful.
Wow.
Let me see. It's at 8770 South Broadway. And it's really a good cause. Volunteers of America is the sponsor.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I like to do things like that.
That's on the 17th.
Yeah, and they're going to sign people up to vote and all this kind of thing. It's a very wonderful community thing. It's between 12 and 3 p.m.
Hey, I had to pop in. I sorry to interrupt you guys, but this is
Derek,
really,
are you on?
I heard my girl Summer Mama was on the show, and I heard it on air.
We got
easy. Hello, Guadalupe. Hello, Summer. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm always glad to hear from you, sweetie, and it's nice talking with your father, who is equally as kind.
I like when he pops in the show once in a while.
Nice. Certain people, I've known Salma Mama for probably close to over 8 years, and you know,
yes.
We both follow each other's stuff on social media, see each other at events, support one another, and yeah, I just want to pop in, Samba, and let you know that I got love and respect for you, and keep doing your thing for the positive reasons that you do it, and Easy Way supports you. Hashtag Easy Way.
Thank
you. She's an example for the baby boomers. You saw Eric was on the cover of Hollywood Weekly, and he's got his own visa card now. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
But,
and did you see me inside the magazine?
Yeah, Salma Mama is actually in my issue. The August issue that I'm on the cover of, Salma Mama does have a whole page ad in there. And, she has an amazing show, guys. Great lady. She's done a lot of things, been a veteran in the industry for quite some time. So I got to go, guys. I have another call, but I wanted to just pop in and say hi, and I'll let you get back to your show.
Thank you. Love you, sweetie.
Right. Love you, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Every once in a while we get our – but, you know, he's so busy with all these channels that he's building. You know, he's got the the network with his Easy Way broadcasting and his WTV, and you remember the WTV from years ago with the you'd be on the carpet with the freestyling and all that kind of stuff. Do the years or do the years not go by fast, or do they go by faster?
They do. And if you're doing what you love, it really goes by fast. And
I haven't heard that before. Now, okay, that's a new one. So doing what you love, you think, makes it go by faster.
Yeah, and keeps you young as well. It keeps
you
relevant.
Okay, that's the good side of it. All right, so you hit me with the kind of like and then a positive too with that. So that's good. Because people say, when you get older, it goes faster. And like, wow, that's an understatement.
What is old?
But
what is old? If you hit the five
old. I think old would be, I would say, when you turn, and you have to admit, when you get this age, you have to say, I'm getting older. And that would be like 140, 150, somewhere around there. But up till that point, what you're saying is exactly true. I look at it as though, hey, I've never really been on a vacation. I things haven't even started yet.
Vacation for me is when I go and do a show in other countries. That's an extended vacation. And the girls help keep me young because they're in their 20s, and so all that nice young energy is just sticks on to me as well, you know?
exactly. Well, I plan on being there the 17th, and give us your information.
Now
you'd want people to contact you. I'll bring my little camera down, and we'll get some shots of you and everything. Oh, this will be fun. So
I would appreciate it so much, Jim.
Oh, you got it. Are
you
kidding?
I'll send you the flyer, sweetie, and I'm going to look forward to you. I respect your work, your love, and your energy that you bring with you, you know?
I'm still here doing it, of course. Now,
I just got off my phone call, Dad, you got to start telling people that the system of how they can watch this content, because everybody is contacting me, and I am not the company, everybody. I love all you guys, but you got to stop contacting me, and you go to Easy Way TV. That is where all the content goes, and you'll subscribe to Easy Way TV on Facebook. So after you cover their stuff, Dad, or anything that you do with Radio Boomers Live or Easy Way TV, the way that it works is we immediately, as fast as we can, get it posted on Easy Way TV. Then we edit it. We put it out to our 150 million or so distribution on Amazon, Comcast, Dish Network, Film On, Voice America, Actors Reporter, Fan TV, et cetera, and as well as Easy Way TV, of course. So that's how everybody watches the content. So when you see Samba Mamba doing her thing and it's covered by Easy Way TV, go over to that page, enjoy it, share it, be a part of the action, use the hashtag Easy Way.
That's right.
You got it. And, you know, I don't know about you, Guadalupe, do you keep up with this stuff? Like, Grifa has Tech Time. Do you keep up with this? You're a dancer, but are you also knowledgeable when it comes to all the stuff Eric talks about, which
I'm not very knowledgeable about all the technology.
And you do the
Twitters
and the Facebook and, all that stuff.
Facebook and Instagram, you know. I have a new record that's just out, too, called Brazilian Funk. I got it out in time before our Olympics, you know. And I wrote it and produced it. And you'll see me doing that on Saturday as well, doing about 30 minutes Saturday.
Cool. I gotcha. This is going to be fun. I mean, some events and some are fun. I'm looking forward to the fun part of it. So what's your do you have a contact email or whatever for people to get hold of you?
Yes, it's Brazilian Soul Sista, BrazilSoulSista @yahoo.com. Website is samba-mama.com. Samba-mama. And, Guadalupe de Lushes is my Facebook name. Mm-hmm.
I know a lady that I've known for a long time in Anaheim that does the Tahitian dancing. And you may know her, but I'll introduce you to her sometime because both of you guys have been in this business for a long time. But thank you, sir, my dear, for coming on. And
lovely.
Looking forward to coming down there. And you are going on the list as one of the examples for these baby boomers that are sitting around to look at as a good example of how to stay in shape, stay fit.
And one of the younger baby boomers, okay?
They'll
put me in the senior citizens. Like, you know, when you start with a 5-0, you still got a chance, you know, okay? Give me a break. And
that's
I'd like to say goodbye. I'd like to say thank you in Portuguese, which is obrigado.
Obrigado. All right, sounds good. And,
okay, ciao.
All right, my dear, thank you much. And we'll be seeing you coming up here soon by next weekend.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. What do you think, guys? I mean, you're talking about somebody that really stays busy, and there's an example of just keeping going, you know? And that's kind of the message that Reef and I try to relate. So I think it's are we looking at a commercial here? I don't want to knock the clock off on this, but okay, if we have a commercial, just interrupt me. But
welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay. So check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself, and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley. I'll hook you up.
Okay, guys. You kind of got a gist of what's going on there. And, you know, it's like Reese and I talk about. If you're, you know, maybe getting close to retirement or whatever, even if you didn't plan things out, whatever. You know, like a lot of us planned things out, a lot of us didn't. Most of us didn't. And you get to a retirement age and you retire and you go, now what? Well, whatever. If you had it put together financially, if you're not in good shape, it doesn't make any difference. You know, you could have a lot of money in the bank. Like there was a story my parents told me. They were down in Florida, and the couple that lived next to them, they were a pretty well-to-do railroad couple that had worked and saved their whole life. They had multi-million dollar pensions and didn't do anything, didn't go on trips, or they just saved and put together this humongous retirement package. And when they got down there, a month later, the guy had a stroke, and she said that now they had these plans of traveling all over the world and all this money, and they can't go anywhere. So, you know, have that happy medium, you know, try to keep in shape, watch the diet, like we say, get enough sleep and so on. And don't be stressed out over the investments, because it does stress you out when you don't do your homework and you wind up losing a bunch of stuff. But on the other hand, you could do your homework and lose it anyway. I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios that happen. You know, like I invested, I told you, down in Florida for the baby boomers and the snowbirds that would come down and eventually retire in the Sun Belt. Well, my statistics, my planning and analytics were great. I mean, I picked some of the areas that I found out later that were picked for the top places to retire. And the flips went fine, everything went fine, and it was booming. And all of a sudden, this great recession comes along. It changes everything in Florida. And then along the North Gulf Coast where I invested, this big hurricane comes along. So these are things that, I mean, you don't even have in the plan. You know, I mean, they're just things that happen. But, you know, it's the resilience factor, whatever. You know, this stuff happens. You lose a bunch of homes. You lose in a stock market. You just keep going forward. That's all. I mean, you took the chance. It's always a chance when you invest, and you try to invest as smart as you can. But if it doesn't work out, you know, you just keep moving along. Like on the cover of the Hollywood Weekly magazine with Eric, determination, drive, and resilience. Well, that's being resilient. You know, you just move along. So anyway, that's just a little tip. Easy Way TV, Easy Way Radio, Voice America. I mean, at the little event we were talking about, we had Voice America there and the coverage. I mean, you got, you know, and then on this platform, you've got Actors Reporter, Comcast, Dish Network, Fan TV, Soul Central TV and magazine, Film On, and Watch Gold, which is powered by Verizon, which distributes to Amazon, Fire TV, Apple, and Xbox. I mean, you know, these are, you know, getting out today, especially with Eric's network and this powerful foundation and affiliates he has, is just an amazing way to get out. I mean, you couldn't get out that way years ago. So, you know, just remember the Easy Way app, and just text EASY to 2177. Or online at www.easywaybroadcasting.com, or go to ericzuley.net. And I think we're coming up to wrap up time here.
Hi, Dad. Hello. I'm gonna pop in with you because there's a couple of things I wanted to make sure that everybody hears. The text message is easy to 217777777, because we love God. 777 means heaven, so it's easy to 21777. We also want to say thank you and appreciation to Hollywood Weekly Magazine and the film festival that they did yesterday, or not yesterday, the day before. Well, it was actually a two-day
event.
So Hollywood Weekly Magazine and Wet PR did a great job with bringing out the retired NFL players and the NFL nonprofits, Gridiron Heroes, who helps spinal injury high school students and people that deal with spine injury, and Lisa Guerrera from Inside Edition and Inside, you know, the Fox, and just tons of stuff. She's a sports announcer as well as an investigator. Keith Mitchell, former NFL player. Emery Patterson, who's now a buddy of mine I've been talking to, former Raiders. Tons of other people. All that information is going to be on Easy Way TV on Facebook. So it's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, TV. Even my dad, even James from Radio Boomers
yep.
Live is on there hosting
there
on the carpet. We put that clothes out. So that's on there if you're a fan of Easy's dad. And it was just a great event. Film Festival was great. We brought out Getty, you know, Getty Images Wire to come cover the event. And we covered it as well. We had our media station there. And we got a lot of great interviews. Got the whole cast of Soul Train. And legendary people that have done, you know, music songs you'll recognize. In fact, some great people. Mary Wilson from Diana Ross's camp, like Diana Ross. Oh, it's the Supremes. Okay, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and
oh, yeah.
And Evelyn Champagne King, who did a real major song, and just some kids that were up there that I don't know what organization they were from, but they were really talented. And my friend Victoria Renee performed and really was amazing. She'll actually be at the, I don't know if she'll be on the show, but she'll be at the show Kiss and Tell tomorrow. And it was just a lot of fun. And Dad, you did an amazing job with the team.
We want to say, I just wanted to share that thanks to our little Jazz Munchies lady, that kept me going, because you need a lot of energy to film for that long, and that those little Jazz Munchies fudges, I like those. And I want
to
say
they're great for people with diabetes, any health situations. They're healthy brownies, healthy treats. And Jazz Munchies has been a sponsor of ours and for a long time, and brought them down. They had fun. They met a lot of NFL type people as well as NASCAR people, and they were very, very happy to give us a great testimonial.
And I just want to say thanks to Penny Latham and Nick, the celebrity pizza guy, come on, guys. They drove down from Reading again. And then when they're
yeah,
done,
celebrity pizza guys get famous,
home,
man. Everybody asks about the celebrity pizza guy. When I do a live broadcast on Easy Way on the Go or Easy Way Live, everybody goes, forget about it. Where's the celebrity pizza guy at? You know, and so he's doing pizzas with Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side, which we just brought onto a movie that we're involved with. It has to do with B.B. King, and we have Eugenia Cosminio from Bad Moms, and Andy McPhee from Sons of Anarchy, and just all these amazing people. They're going to be creating signature pizzas and helping nonprofit. Got a lot of great stuff, man. You guys just got to definitely keep following the hashtag EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We're also doing a hashtag campaign for the Gridiron Heroes, which is an amazing nonprofit that works with a lot of the NFL players. And what we're doing is, if you hashtag Gridiron Heroes and hashtag EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, whoever uses that hashtag the most, we're offering a NASCAR ride along on the NASCAR trap, 25 laps with Racer Flash. We're offering sharing, you know, you can be shared from the public figures, from the Soul Train dancers, from myself, from the NFL people, the music people, the people that were involved in the Hollywood Weekly event. You know, we're going to support you guys just like you support us. So 90 seconds to go, Dad. Go ahead and close it out. All right, guys, definitely follow hashtag EasyWay and you'll follow the movement. Thank you.
So, guys, you know, I love when Eric pops in because he can fill in the spaces better than I can. And, you know, I'll tell you, you got to, a lot of research has been done. There's been so many interesting things I find out. And, you know, it's a baby boomer show. And Rita keeps everybody informed with the tech stuff. And we both try to share that, hey, it's about staying in shape and you know, keeping busy, finding new hobbies.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.